All right, boys. Let's go. First of all, this week's parsha, guys. What do we have? Anybody remember this parsha? Anybody listen? Second, Chukas. What happened? What happened to Chukas? What happened so far? Who? Yeah. Guys, this week's parsha. Am I listening Monday, Thursday, or no? What do I want to talk about this?
Balak.
This is the one. No, what do you want?
Footnotes of Gemara. That's all we need to care about, right?
Chukim Mishpatim.
Adam Kiyamas Ba'ayel. Guys, this is our Gemaras. This is all learning about dead guys, tents, full of tumah. Right? This is all talking about tumas oil.
Women bringing up children.
Right, exactly. This parsha, guys, you look inside on Shabbos, you're going to own this parsha. It says oil, 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 riba, right? What's that coming to you? Marba, man-made tents, right? This is all our parsha. Okay, guys, heads up. Guys, heads up when you look at the parsha. You should be enjoying. Okay. We had yesterday. How many people chazered? Hopefully a lot. We had a discussion about using an animal, right, for your sukkah. What was the issue Rehuda had with it?
Huh?
What was Rehuda's issue with using an animal?
It's not a problem.
That was the shot we wanted to say. It's not the Gemara. What did the Gemara say?
Using the animal as a wall, or using the animal to
make your sukkah on a gumball. Putting your sukkah on a gumball.
So one of them says that you can't go during Yom Tov. You can't go during Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't go at all. The other one says.
Yeah, good. What's up? You got
my puzzle.
Sheva yamim something.
Sheva yamim.
Sukkah
Sukkah has to be ruil shiva. Perfect. Why is our mayor arguing that? What is this taina? He agrees the buzzer. That's bad. Good. So the one who argues on that, what does he hold?
The animal is the Rabbanan.
It's the bird, it's the Rabbanan.
Oh, the bird is the Rabbanan. So therefore what? My neck is stiff. Therefore what? What are we doing?
You should be able to use it.
Good. Okay. Then we had another discussion, right? What was the discussion? Let's read it inside fast, okay? Says the Gemara. We are by Asa Lebehema Daifan Sukkah. A little gimel on the side of your Gemara. First row line is Asa Chav Gimel Ben Aleph. Everyone, fingers on the place. Let's get moving. Asa Lebehema Daifan Sukkah. Okay? Everyone with me? Everyone have a Gemara open? You're in spirit. Okay, all right. Says Gemara. Asa Lebehema Daifan Sukkah. A guy made his behema a wall of his sukkah. Also, he made the behema an animal daif in the sukkah. Remeir paisa. Remeir makes it puzzle. It's not good. If Yehuda machshir, Yehuda says it's good. It's fine. Why? What's shot in Remeir? Shall your Remeir Eimer? For Remeir used to say, kol davar, anything, sheyesh boy, it has in it, ruach chayim, a live spirit. Ain't ice and I say you did not make it a loy daif in a sukkah. Cannot be a wall of a sukkah. The loy lachi lamavoy. What's that? Anyone know? Lachi lamavoy?
Little parts.
For
a piece of wood from the alleyway.
Right, very good. To block it off. Okay, good. Now, what else can you like? Possibly be rice. Possibly rice are?
That's the corners of the well.
Good, perfect. Okay. And then what's the last thing? Veloy Gaila Lakever. What's a Gaila Lakever?
Tombstone.
Good. That's right. How do you know that? Inside information. Okay. All right, guys. Everyone's encouraged to cheat. This is not Wall Street. Inside information is okay. Look around. Cheat. It's totally fine. Okay? Now, so, Mishur Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru. In the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they said, Af. As well, ain kaisin alav, you do not write on it. Gite nashim. So we talked about this yesterday a little bit. Whenever the Mishnah,
you are thus divorced by this cow in passing.
No, but it's a very important point. Why are Mishnah picking strange cases?
This includes trees, though, doesn't it?
Because they want to give us the most extreme. They don't
why? Say. Don't say good. Say good. Why?
They want us to give us the most extreme cases because
what does it do?
The standard deviation.
Right.
So when you get the most extreme case, you're able to derive things.
Exactly. Exactly. We want to get the pure halacha out of it.
This is all insider information.
Exactly. Okay. What's the issue with the cow? Well, again, what the case was, the guy wrote a get on a cow for his wife. Now, what is the issue? We'll see. Mirta Shem and the Gemara. Okay? This is all a brisa. Okay? Now it's yours. Says the Gemara. My time of their mayor. What is the reasoning of her mayor? What's the reason for her mayor?
giving it out? That's the question of the Gemara.
Abaya Amar Abaya says, Shema Tamus. Perhaps it will die. The cow might die. Shema, perhaps. Tamus, it shall pass away. Betsy might go. Like the way of the world. Reb Zeira Amar. Reb Zeira says, Shema Tivrach. Perhaps it will run away. Right, two issues. Right, a guy has a little house. All of a sudden his house walks away. Right, and that's not pleasant. Okay? Okay, we're going to make redneck jokes or no?
That's what we talked about
yesterday. Not for
that What's his name? Who makes redneck jokes? You might be a redneck.
Fox
wasn't.
You're
right.
Only Jew.
So, says the Gemara, yeah?
Well, that's what we talked about yesterday, right? They could walk away.
Is this for you?
Good. What?
Is that Shemir
Sam King? Oh, my son. Oh, is that green? Okay. Shema Tivrach. Kashina. Okay, say this. Says the Gemara. We have two options. Either the pshat is we're scared it's going to die, or we're scared for the fact that it ran away. Okay? Two, what we call pshatas. So if someone asked you, a mayor's problem with using an animal for a sukkah, is that the right or the rabbanon? What would you say? The Gemara is giving two options for a mayor. It's either Shema Tivrach or Shema Tamus. Perhaps it'll run away, perhaps it'll die. Does that sound like a deraisa or a deraisa to you? Deraisa, what do you want to say?
Because if you drive from the posse to start 7 days in a sukkah.
That's when you make the animal the floor of your sukkah. You build the sukkah on top of your animal. Right. So then you can't climb an animal on Shabbos. Here, you're not climbing an animal on Shabbos. Your animal's your wool.
First of all, if it dies, it's okay.
If it's leaving, one second.
Oh, it depends on the animal.
One second.
What's dying
or leaving?
No, then it'll become a dead
when
one.
When?
Okay.
Right.
Right, so that depends on the whether it's an elephant or a cow.
Good. Okay, one day at a time. If it dies, then well, it depends on, if it's assuming it dies and it keels over, right, or something, so then you have no more wool. So that's for sure the rice a problem. That's true. 100%. Right. But we're saying now you can't use it before it escapes. That's true. Exactly. It's a good point he's raising. But again, we're talking before it happens. Pre-death, PD of the animal, okay? Okay, B or B, yeah.
Brain-death animal or a heart-death?
Okay, so now. Is it deraisa or rabbanan? Whenever we say something is usher, because it potentially might happen, that's deraisa or rabbanan, usually.
Rabbanan,
right? Okay, good. Making sure everyone's on the same page. Okay, now, says the Gemara. Bepil kashur. Okay, what's peel? A peel means an elephant.
See, you sent us that thing beforehand.
Bepil kashur. Kashur means it's tied up. Okay? You have an elephant that's chained. So then kuli alma, all people, the whole world, loy pligi, they do not argue.
Because you're not
allowed to muzzle the animal. What are we scared of here? What's the problem? Problem is it might die or run away, right? Okay, so if an elephant dies, do we still have a tent up a wall? Okay, elephants are big. Good. Elephant is tied up. Is it gonna run away? No, thank you. Okay. Says Gemara, the E Nami Mayas, the E if Nami also Mayas it dies, Yesh there is Benivla Soy in its carcass. Yud, there's 10 Tvachim, right? So we don't care if it's alive or be dead, we're gonna be fine. Okay, next. So that case is given. He's not running away because he's tied up, and if he dies, I don't care.
Wait, so is it okay?
Yeah, an elephant is tied, everyone's fine. Even a mayor will let you.
Elephant is the whole of your
subject. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Key pligi, when do they argue? With peel an elephant, she'ene kasher.
What's yod?
Yod is 10 tfachim. Your sukkah wool has to be at least 10 tfachim tall. Okay, 10 tfachim is around this high. Okay? Now, when do they argue? Key pligi, with peel by an elephant, she'ene kasher. That's not tied. Why? Leman the Amar, to according to the one who says, Leman, to the one, the Amar that says, Shema Tamus, perhaps it will die. So Loichashinon, here there is no worries. Loichashinon, we are not concerned. Why? Because if it dies, it's going to be fine. It's still going to be big enough, right? It's an elephant, it's humongous. Now, Leman the Amar, according to the one who says, Gzera, perhaps, Shema. Sorry, Gzera is a prohibition. What's a good word for Gzera?
A decree,
yeah. Because of Shema, perhaps Tivrach will run away, and obviously Chashinan. Obviously, we are scared, right? Because an elephant, just because he's an elephant, he can still walk away.
tivrach?
What's that?
What's
tivrach? Tivrach means run away. Barach, the ruach is to run away. Tivrach, run away. Okay?
Beware of running out.
Right. Leman damar, fakti mar kasha. Okay, so everyone good so far? What's the case they're arguing? Where's your case where depending on the way you understand it?
Good. Running elephant is bad.
Good. So the only case where the two opinions make a difference, right? Whenever the Gemara gives a reason, the Gemara wants to understand what's the daf kamino, what's going to be a practical case where those reasons will make a difference.
Practical.
Right? We got to get it practical. Exactly. So now, says the Gemara. The man da amar. I want to just lower the. Is everyone good? You're okay. You got like okay. All right. Says the Gemara. Mar's kasha. The man da amar. According to the one who says, Xera, you make a decree. Shema, perhaps Thomas will die. Nechush, let us be worried that Shema, perhaps Tivrach, will run away. Meaning, what's wrong with the other guy's logic?
What's
the Nechush? Nechush is let us be concerned. Like Chayshina means we are worried. Nechush means let us be concerned. Chayshina means we are concerned. Means we are worried that it might run away. Shema Tivrach Chayshina. Yeah. Yeah, same church. Nechush let us be. Yeah, Chash. Okay, so what's shot? Why would you not be concerned running away? So again, the Gemara originally said that there's a machlekes, whether or not it's you're concerned about running away or whether or not dying. Says the Gemara, I don't get it. Why in the world do you not be worried about dying? Michael asked a very good question. We said before that if you have a wind that's coming, that's a common wind, and it can blow down your sukkah doesn't count.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's very common, it's going to happen. So animals walk away all the time. Why in the world would you not be worried that animals running away? That was your question, right? Says the Gemara, I don't get it. Oh, one second. So the Gemara is saying, originally we understood that the two independent cheetahs. Am I worried about death? Am I worried about running away? Says the Gemara, that can't be. How could someone possibly not be worried about walking away? Animals walk away all the time. How could you possibly let me have a sukkah for the guy who might walk away? Says the Gemara, Ella rather like this. The peel in an elephant, she'ain't a kosher, that's not tied. Kule Alma, everyone. Kule means all, Alma is the whole world. Life Pliga, they don't argue. Okay? So elephants are not tied for sure bad. Tied elephants are for sure good. So elephants are not part of debate. Ki Pliga, when do we argue? The behema, a regular cow, that's sure that's tied. Okay? Limanda Amar, according to the one who says, Zera, a decree, Shema perhaps, Tomusa will die. Chayshina, we're scared. Why? Because if an animal dies, you will no longer have 10 tefachim. Correct? Because.
But that seems like the extra strong wind. Meaning that's not a common wind.
Oh, very good. We'll see in a second. So again, Lamanda, Zera, Shema, Tomus, Chayshina. He holds your word, if I die. Lamanda, Omar, according to the one who said, Zera, a decree, Shema perhaps, Tivach, run away. Loi Chayshina, but don't worry. So now the Gemara asks your question. Olamanda Amar, and according to the one who said, Gzera Shema Tivrach, the one who says it's only worried for running away, Nechash, let's be worried, Shema Thomas, what's wrong with that point? It's a very common thing. Why did you say that maybe he'll die? Says the Gemara, no, it's not. Misa Loishchichi, things animals don't usually drop dead. Okay? Should we go on or is everyone holding still? Did I lose you, everyone yet? She gets common. Common. Okay, so let's take a little pause. Okay, everyone, let's go. Says the Gemara, an obvious kasha. You're using your animal as your wall. Okay, let's get our animal back out a second. Okay, yeah, you got your cow here. Your cow. Cow is your wall. Okay, you're using the cow as your tent tavach wall. Someone please raise an issue with your wall. Can I have one proper brisker in the house to make a problem with my sukkah? What's wrong with this wall? Imagine it was made out of solid wood and it's painted black and white.
There is more than three spots to the bottom of the cow. And more than three spots between the cow and the roof.
It should be a bigger station.
Very good. No. It's a good point.
It's a nice response.
It's a good one. Very good. What's the issue with that? I mean, let's say you have a real wall. Let's say I have a wall. One second. Let's think about this. In general, when I make a wall on Shabbos, for Hilchos Shabbos, for Sukkah, for anything. So, what defines a wall? How much solid do I need? We said you need 10 tefachim, right? Okay, now, can you just have a bar? Like, you know, for parking garages, like that? Like that crossbar go down? That's your wall? Set to Alkamai? No, you need solid, right? Now, can you have no gaps at all?
You have gaps. No, you can have gaps. 312.
Of the 312. I love it, right? So, if you have a 312 gap on the bottom, you have an issue, right? Because then your wall is hanging. It's called a machitza tluya, a hanging machitza. It's not cool. You know, little animals get underneath. People, it's not a good wall. It doesn't stop anything. Okay? Now, it might stop big people from running in head first. That's not enough. Okay? To be considered a wall in halakha, it's got to have solid within 3 of the ground. So your cow, the derech klal, has from its bottom of its belly down to the ground more than 3 tefachim.
It's clean. Not a clean. It's
oil?
It's oil.
Yeah, it's more than oil. It's true, but it's not a wall.
Why can't the side of an oil be a wall?
Now you're getting deep into Erevin right in a particular. We're not going there now. Okay, there's a nice bag
of
air.
The side of an oil is a wall.
You have a side of oil, yeah, but you don't have a side of air.
You have a side of a cow.
But the side of the cow is not cutting the ground. Cutting it, it doesn't go down to the ground.
If you have
tennis,
it's an oil.
So the oil is a different discussion. We don't say oil. Usually oil is not a machitza.
It's an oil from the bottom to top, right?
Sure.
So then what's the problem?
Again, you're talking about oil, just top to bottom. I'm talking about side to side machitzas. I need machitzas this way. I need to not be able to get out of my sukkah. There's nothing blocking that wall. There's no wall there. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Says the Gemara. Fred the Gemara, guys. You ask the bottom. Middle of the word, middle of the line. You know too much Erevin, that's your problem.
You
know too much about Erevin, that's it.
You need to have all the way down going.
Within 3 tefachim. If you ever buy a canvas sukkah, they sell ropes that go within 3 tefachim of the ground, another one within 3 tefachim of that, another one within 3 tefachim of that. That makes a wall out of lovin. Okay? Because you always less than 3 tefachim.
You can't have 3 tefachim from the ground to the bottom of the stick.
You have no gap.
So maybe that's why you need a tight gap.
You cannot have it more than 3 tefachim gap. You cannot have.
So no, I'm asking. Can you have? You can have though from the floor to the bottom of whatever it is.
Because
the wall is more than 3 tefachim.
Less than 3 tefachim, yes.
But if you have more than 10 tefachim, aren't you okay also because that's the noise?
No.
Why?
That's this way. That's
no,
indoors. You can never have a machitza, a hanging wall.
No, but a door, what's a door? A door is a tiny
fucking opening. A door is not a machitza. A door, the way it works is that the machitza is on the two sides of it, count it, that it's okay to have a gap in between.
So you have the legs.
The legs are this size. You need to have majority closed off. Okay, that's a good point, but yeah, you got it? Okay, everyone go with us. Says the Gemara Kasha, Va'ikka. But there is Ravcha, the space, the Beini Beini. That is Beini Beini, between the two legs. Okay, the cow's got gaps. So the Gemara has an answer. The Ovid that you made lay for it.
Where?
Here. The Ikar Ravcha, but there is the gap. The Beini Beini.
Can you make it a
skull? Oh. Says the Gemara. The Ovid lay that you made for it. Behutza. You made these reeds. Vidafna. Well, Beini Beini between the legs. Beini Beini between the two. You made. Very good. Okay. You take your barrel of hay, you take your little hay bale, you stick it under the cow, okay? What the oven you made? Hutza and Dafna. Different hay, give them different types of branches. Hutza and Dafna, two types of branches. Hutza and Dafna.
It's not swole.
No.
It's a type of, it's a reed. It's called Hutza. Hutza and Dafna, u love love dekel, Dafna amfeis.
Okay, Rashi is basically, hutzim are basically pieces of a palm tree, like branches, and like little of things. Yeah, exactly. Off the record. And Dafna are pieces of wood, little just twigs, okay? You basically made like a mesh, knit, whatever type of fence, okay, below it. Says the Gemara, Vidilma Rava, maybe your cow will squat. It can't run away because it's tied. But you made this little like flimsy wall there, but the cow could just sit on it and you're done. And not only are you done, your top now is missing a wall. Right? Says the Gemara, this cow's going through a rough time. The mischa,
it's a mad cow.
That you tied it ba'ashli with ropes and mila ale from up top. Okay, you went to a lot of effort to make your wall out of this cow. The cow was desperate, couldn't find a third wall. Ba'ashli with strings, with ropes. Mila ale from above. Okay. Now. Okay, so we're stopping here. It's too much for now.